Yes, sir. What, hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I believe that the Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Will you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
My name is Craigway Palmer, ADC number 271910.
Okay, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon. I'm going to introduce the board members that will be hearing the case. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his right is the Honorable C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, or I might say Dr. C.T. Wright. To his right is Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal. I will be your panel chair today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the parole office. And prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you going to represent yourself today, sir?
I'm just representing myself today.
All right. Okay, so I need to ask you and Mr. Westby a question before we continue, and then that is, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
All right, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. When we start with phase one now, I am going to read the allegations, and you have one allegation and warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Okay, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. You have one allegation on your warrant, and that is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Mesa Regional Parole Office at 460 North Mesa Drive, Suite number 211, Mesa, Arizona, within one working day after your release on or about October 11, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Okay. Based on the mission of Mr. Palmer, I move to find Mr. Palmer delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay, sir. Now we're going to move into phase two of your hearing. But before we actually start, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby if he can give us some information about you and your case so we can know you a little bit better. Okay, so hang in there and we'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
Yes, sir. On October 11th, 2017, Mr. Palmer was released from DOC. He was arrested on October 24th, 2017 by Florence PD. No new charges. He was back in DOC custody November 1st, 2017. With an adjusted CCD of March 3rd, 2018, which reflects 13 absconding. His current conviction, 2016, aggravated assault, 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 2012, criminal damage, 6 months. 2014, drug paraphernalia, 9 months. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There is no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2012, TIS release completion, 4 months. 2014, TIS release completion, 30 days. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2006, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G2V4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Palmer, we will go over the information that we have on you and your supervision. It said on October 11th of 2017, you were released to your approved residence of the Mesa House at 28 Olive Street, Mesa, Arizona. On October 12th, Community Corrections Officer Godinez contacted Richard Robb from Mesa House and was advised that you failed to establish residence at Mesa House at 28 South Holly Street, Mesa, Arizona. Why didn't you establish residence there, sir?
Well, when I got picked up from my original person, I told that person I had to go to the parole office to check in, and that person said, no, they hadn't worked. And I said, well, then she told me, like, where would you like to go? I said, well, I can't be near the prison, so I'm going to have to go with you. So then I made the mistake of staying in Florence for 2 weeks and not contacting my parole officer, which I should have done, and I wouldn't be here today talking to you guys. I just wouldn't be out there. So that was my fault.
All right. So you said you stayed in Florence for 2 weeks?
Yes, I was helping out my cousin with his house and everything like that.
Okay. And what were you doing when you were arrested?
I was walking with a friend I hadn't seen in a long time, and we went to a house, and the cops came, and the cops found me, and I told them who I was, and I told them I had warrants, and I told them I had a parole violation.
Okay. Why did they come to that house?
I guess it was a bad area at the time, and we're all just gathered around. It was a known drug area.
Okay, so you were at a house they knew about, but when they contacted you, you told them who you were and what was wrong and everything else, and instead of talking about it.
I just wanted to get it over with.
Right. Well, that's actually a good policy. It's too bad you didn't pick up the phone a couple of weeks earlier to get over with, but, you know, I think you realize that. You weren't under supervision long enough to have any programming or any sanctions showing. Were you only out 2 weeks? Did you do anything at work, or were you just hanging out with your friends at that time?
No, I was helping out my cousin at his house. I was helping him with his car, helping around the house and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, so you were helping him kind of as in return for you staying there type thing. So you were being productive. You weren't just sitting around watching TV.
Okay. Right.
Okay, if the board voted to release you back in community supervision or when you are done with VOC in March, what are your plans, sir?
Well, my plans are to go back to school, get a job, and get into my kids' life, because I haven't been in their life since I've been coming in and out of DOC and in jail. I missed a lot of it, so that's what I really want to do. I want to show them that day that their father's in their life instead of being an addict.
Okay. Do you use drugs, sir?
I used to do methamphetamine, yes.
You used to? So you're clean now?
Yes.
And how did you achieve that? Was it on your own? Did you go through a program, or?
It was on my own. I'd rather be healthy than be like these people out on the streets, not wanting to work and stuff like that, and begging people for money.
Right.
So it was the willpower for me to do it.
Yeah, it's always harder to do it by yourself, but the people I've known in my life that have done it that way a lot of times, you know, have more success because, you know, they go through that, they've got their determination, and they have to make those decisions all on their own. As long as they keep on the straight and narrow, they seem to do very well at it. So, but congratulations for cleaning yourself up.
Thank you.
Do you don't have any employment specifically lined up for when you're released?
No, I'm just, if I do get out, and when I get released, I'm just going to go see what kind of job offers they have for felons, you know, because I know there's a lot that hire felons and there's a lot that don't. I mean, I can get a job list.
Well, yeah, and whether we go to the release today or when you get out at your normal time, between now and then, the work with your CO3, there are several halfway houses and stuff out there that specialize in helping felons get work and establishing themselves back in the community, and they're not all if you're still, you know, under community supervision. There's a lot of them help you, you know, since you've been in prison, they'll help you to get back into civilian life without tripping up too many times or sin too seriously.
Yes.
At this point in time, I'm going to see if my fellow board members might have any questions.
No.
No questions? Okay, well, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, sir. And there's only one discussion in a couple of minutes, and we'll decide whether to revoke your community supervision or reinstated. But before we go there, we'd like to give you another opportunity to give us any more information that you feel we might need to make a good decision. And we just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
I basically really got nothing much else to say. Just leave it in your guys' hands and let God do the rest. That's the only thing I can say.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. And thank you for being upfront and honest with us. We really do appreciate that. We're going to discussions and we're making a determination. We're talking amongst ourselves. We're getting to hear everything you have to say. We just ask that you remain silent while we're talking, and when we're done, I'll be back with you and explain the decision, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Palmer seems like a man that has figured out that he needs to not continue his previous ways, but he did have a scowl. It's always a little hard to, to recommend him go right back out to community supervision, but he'll be out by the 3rd of March in 2018, so I really do think this time he'd be better served to continue or to finish his time inside this system, and he can use that time to make a plan, give him a CO3, and give the names of some agencies that will help him transition back in, and I think he would be best served that way. But I am willing to listen to any comments from my fellow board members.
I agree.
Agree.
Okay. Based on discussion and information in the warrant and Mr. Palmer's testimony, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Palmer as he was delinquent, violated terms and condition of supervision, and had lapsed or without lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, sir. All right, the board has voted to revoke your condition of supervision, sir.
Okay.
You will be released on about the 3rd of March 2018. You'll be totally done with the Department of Corrections, and hopefully we'll never see you again. I think with your attitude, you won't. I don't think law enforcement will have much to do with you.
Right.
Once you get out, you're going to stay. We do miss you all around the world. But bring down and how you get out, give your CO3. They've got information about different, halfway houses and organizations out there that will, help you transition back into the real world, so to speak. Help you stay on your feet without tripping and falling and reverting in your old ways. And that way, hopefully, you get in school, get moving forward with your life, and reunite with your family, and don't lose any more of that precious time. You can never get back.
Okay.
All right. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
This ends your hearing. And please put the CO3 back on the phone.